الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
The next section, which is the last and the final section about the fiqh of fasting. Alhamdulillah, fiqh of fasting is done in detail, and the rest will just whiz through it. It's about fidya. This is important. Do you know what fidya is? What is a fidya? A penalty, compensation. It's different from kafara, expiation. This is a monetary penalty. It's a fine. It's a fine. You park your car on the double yellow line, there's a traffic warden, there's your fine. Or a parking ticket or something that came through your post. Speeding. Yeah? Points. So this is what fidya is. It's very important to understand the rules of fidya. When is fidya necessary? When is it not necessary? Etc. I will try to explain this to you as much as possible in detail and make it as simple as possible. Concentration is very important. You need full concentration. We have something called wasiyya. You know what wasiyya is? Making a will, making a bequest, whatever way you want to pronounce it, before you die in your will. Okay? Now, we need to understand slightly, just 2 minutes, on the rules of inheritance. You know the rules of inheritance? What is stated in the rules of inheritance is that if a person before dying made a will, okay, made a will, there's two situations, whether that person makes a will or doesn't make a will. If they made a will, and in that will they made a wasiyya, a bequest, that, you know, I want my money to go to this charity, or I want, so he could do that until one third. But in there, he makes a will that, look, I have, you know, 50 prayers that were missed, or 500 prayers that were missed in my lifetime. I was not able to finish them. Remember, you have to make qada for the prayers. And if you die without them, then you're supposed to make this will, wasiyya. I have certain amount of fast that were left. Okay? You can do that. And fidya is paid on your behalf from your money, by your heirs, by your surviving inheritance. In another situation, when the person does not write anything, you don't say nothing. In the first situation, when you do write this down and bequest it, then you know the surviving inheritors and the heirs, it's an obligation. They have to give that money in fidya, in charity. I'll tell you how much it is. They have to give that for each prayer that you missed and each fast that you missed. They don't have an option. But they have to give it only until one third of the total estate. Do you understand this clearly? Only until, go on, one third. If, for example, I died and before dying, I made this will, and when my inheritance started calculating, the money that was required to pay was like 3/4 of my estate. So now the obligation is only 1/4. The remainder, it's up to them. It's an option. This is when I made the will. Do you understand? When I made a will, then they have an obligation. They have no choice until one third. After one third, it's up to them. If they want to complete or not complete. And if I didn't make a will, then they have a full choice even in spending £1. Because I did not make the will. I did not bequest it. So whether it's even less than, you know, one third, it's at their discretion. If they think that, oh, you know what, our father passed away, mom passed away, she left a lot of fasts and prayers. Children should. I mean, your parents looked after you in this world, and if you can't even take out money, which was theirs, and they left it for you to pay. I recently know there was a sister. They were, I think, inheriting something like £25,000 between a brother and a sister, nobody else. And both the brother and sister said, we want to give all of this away as fidya for our mother who must have, and they weren't even sure. I think they were about the full the total estimation came to like 10,000-12,000 pounds of prayers left. She was ill and things like that, and fasts. But they still, they gave all 25,000 away as a precaution measure. That's children for you. That's children caring for their parents in the next life. But they don't have to. You don't look down upon someone. It's their right. That's another thing. You don't say, "Oh, you're a greedy man. You know, you want money." That's their right. Okay, so you have to be careful. And when we say inheritors, every single inheritor has to agree, give their consent. And you can't force it down upon. Even if a slight reservation in one daughter's or one son's heart, then you can't give her or him his or her share. The remainder, you want to give it, that's fine. Yeah, you give it. Do you understand? This is when there's no will, or when there's a will and it's above one third. Do you understand this clearly? Yeah? Clear? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Yes? Yes. Yes? Okay, after understanding this point, wasiyya, making a will. Do you have to make this will or not? It's not necessary on the person who passed away before his excuse came to an end. I was ill. I was sick. In a state that I could not fast. I was ill for 2 weeks. Okay? In Ramadan, I missed 15 fasts. From the 1st to the 15th. And then I became okay. And I started fasting. From 15 onwards, 16, 17, 18. And on the 27th of Ramadan, I passed away. Did I have time, enough time to make up for those 15 days? No. There's no fidya, I don't have to be requested, I don't have to write a will, nothing. Because there were no given days for me. There were no available days for me to make them up. I was traveling, and I did not have any time that I came home and I was a resident. Again, same ruling. This is a ruling of making a bequest. However, if the excuse was removed, I had time. Listen to this carefully. I had time. I missed from 1 to 15, and then I didn't die on the 27th. I had an Eid with you guys. And then after Eid, I found 15 days to make up for them. And then I died after 20 days. Then I have to make a will. Fidya has to be given for all 15 days. If I live for like 7 days, and then I died, then will has to be only made for those 7 days. Because I only found 7 days in which I could do qada for the 15 days. And the other, how many remaining days from 15? 8 are forgiven. So that's important to remember. This is for normal illness and traveling. Okay? This is for a normal and ill person. A person who's incapable of fasting, you know, because of illness. However, for an old person, the ruling is different. Allah says in the Quran, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةً طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. The one who are not capable because of being old and weak and frail. They must make a will in all situations. Somebody who's terminally ill. You know, there's an old 85-year-old man. Terminally ill. He can't fast. He didn't fast. 1 year, next year. He's not getting younger. He's getting old. He's not going to find days to fast. Do you understand? He's 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93. And he passes away when he's 94. For the past 9 years, he never observed the fast of Ramadan. Does he have to make a will? Will you say that he did not find the days? No, the ruling is different. He has to make a will, and there has to be fidya given for all the 9 years. Do you understand? Because this is not illness, this is incapability. This is not illness, this is incapability. Do you understand the difference between two situations? A normal, healthy person who becomes ill, has an attack or something, becomes ill, then whether he has to make a will bequest or not will depend on whether he finds the days to fast. If he found full days, then he has to fast. He has to make the will. And fidya has to be paid. If he found half a days, then half a day wills have to be, bequests have to be made, and fidya has to be paid. And if he found no days, then no bequest and no fidya and no will. This is for normal people who become ill and or travel. As far as the old person, the weak person, the frail person, the terminally ill person, the ruling is different. In all situations, they have to make a will. Because there's no case of them. Will they find days or will they not find days? Because they're not getting young. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you guys confused or you understand? I know it's 4 o'clock, 4:30. I'm still going, should be going. Not going home, going, you know. Anyway. I hope that's clear, inshallah. It's simple, it's not too difficult. Finally, what's the amount of fidya? The amount of fidya penalty is exactly the same as sadaqatul fitr. Zakatul fitr. What is it? They say, nisfu sa'in min bur. Half a sa', which was a special measurement in the olden days of wheat, or one sa' was a special type of measurement of barley. Anyway, in current day terms, it's 1.62 kilograms of wheat. Give the wheat itself or the value of it in cash. In cash right now, maybe £1.50-ish, or £1. You could get away. You see, this will depend, this is a very important point. It depends on where the poor person is and where you're giving it. If you're giving it in England, then the price and the value of England will take into consideration. If you're giving it to the poor people in Pakistan, for example, then you will take into consideration of the poor people living in Pakistan, and it's cheaper down there. Each fast. Remember, each prayer, if you leave this world, if I leave this world and I've left 5 prayers, then I have to, my inheritance will have to get £5. £6 according to the Hanafis. £6 for one day's prayers, including witr. Imagine if somebody missed his prayers, every prayer £1. That's why that, remember I told you that sister who paid 22,000 for her mother who passed away. And likewise £1 for every fast. That's the fidyah.